The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Former Garda Superintendent Dennis Whelan spoke to the Irish Independent about issues he observed in the Guards and said that an environment has been created where Gardaí are working with one arm tied behind their backs. Whelan stressed he has nothing personal against former Commissioner Drew Harris, but said that he believed Harris's 7-year term had a negative impact on policing in this country. And joining me now to discuss this is the General Secretary of the Garda Representative Association, Ronan Slevin. Ronan, do you agree with Dennis Whelan? Do you agree that there's a culture of fear among the Guards?
Good evening. Yes, without a doubt, Dennis seemed to have echoed all our issues that we've been identifying for the last number of years that have emerged within An Garda Síochána. And without a doubt, he's true. Guards are policing with one arm tied behind their back at the moment. We're far too detailed in accountability and ensuring everything is recorded to the umpteenth that we are not policing as we should be.
Okay, but when people hear you say that, they will say, but we want the Guards to be held accountable for their actions. I doubt very many people would say they would like to live in a state where the Guards were not accountable for their actions. And we have seen things in the past on occasion, and I know it isn't true of all Guards by any means, but where Guards have behaved in a manner that they had to be pulled up on legally and in ethically, and that accountability it should be a standard by which all An Garda Síochána abide.
Yeah, incorrect, Ciara, and that has showed when there have been pulled up, any member that has, we don't support any form of criminality, and members have been brought up, and rightly so, for breaking the law and behaving in a non-approved manner in relation to even internal matters. But we're talking about delivering a policing service to the public. And what we have at the moment, we had a government policy that has been implemented by the last commissioner called the Operation Policing Model, which is not doing that. We have gone away from community policing, which was the soul, the life and soul of An Garda Síochána. And we have implemented policing models and plans that have not worked in other jurisdictions, mainly the US and the UK. And so much so that actually Police Scotland are stepping away from their policing model and they're going back to the community policing model that we have gone away from. So
a lot of people would have be under the impression that the Guards do engage in community policing and that liaison Guards, etc., are part and parcel of what you do. I mean, lots of changes have been brought in that the Guards would surely welcome in terms of the new policing models, things like tasers, body cams, those types of things.
Well, they wouldn't be directly, their new equipment, they wouldn't come under the policing model. And some aspects of the policing model are fine. The administration of larger areas, that's not an issue. But you can't have the policing of a larger area. And I'm speaking from personal experience here. I'm coming that a country police guard where I was brought in from a one-man station into a sub-district. And what you do then is you remove the police service from that local area and you start policing bigger areas with only a satellite service. And we see that throughout the country, in the rural areas especially, you remove that individual policing knowledge and experience from local areas and you replace it with a patrol car that passes through answering calls only. And that's
so are you saying it would be better to have small Garda stations still open around the country with maybe only one guard in them, that would be more effective than having centralised hubs that have better equipment, etc.?
Well, it's served An Garda Síochána and it's served Ireland very well for many years. And while obviously there's always improvements to be made and as time passes, that policing service was very efficient. It embedded the guard in the local community. Their access to information was huge for local knowledge in the commission of crimes. Their access to
Has crime not changed, though, Ronan? Has the manner in which crime takes place now not changed in terms of a heightened level of aggression, more armed perpetrators of crime in the streets, more organised criminals, more gangs of criminals? If the criminals are forming sort of alliances and mergers, do the guards not need to respond in kind?
Yes, I do, and we've seen cybercrime units set up. You have the ASU and ERU to support members on the front line when you get excessive violent incidents. But that doesn't mean that you forget the root of policing, which is community policing. You have to remember all of these gangs are embedded in communities, and the only way to root those out is with local knowledge from members.
And Ronan, in terms of what you've said, how does that tie in with guards living in a culture of fear, or guards operating with one hand tied behind their backs? How do those two things marry?
Well, I suppose it's in relation to aspects like we see there in relation to the chasing of e-scooters and scramblers. Like, there's no point in telling members that we're able to do that, but then not supporting members when issues occur in relation to that pursuit. When you, like, no pursuit is going to, when you need to hard stop a vehicle, which is a vehicle that doesn't stop, is the risk is that members of the public the perpetrator may get hurt. You can't start hauling guards over the coals for doing their job. You have to support them and realise that when you are dealing with offenders that do everything to avoid the law, you have to support the members that are.
So would you like to see a scenario, and this is a genuine question, I'm not trying to ambush you, would you like to see a scenario where when guards are trying to apprehend perpetrators of whatever, that they should be allowed to chase them in whatever manner they would like, that if the perpetrator, the alleged perpetrator, ends up with some degree of injury because they've been pulled off an e-scooter or their car has crashed into a wall or indeed in a struggle they got a dig or whatever, that guards would be able to kind of engage in those types of activities that were involved in apprehending them with impunity?
No, you never apprehend with impunity, and any member, being a driver of a patrol car, has to account for the decisions. That's not an issue, but there doesn't seem to be a consideration or an understanding of the decisions that are made in a snap second decision by the people who are analysing that.
I accept that in the moment and in a fluid and dynamic situation, maybe where there is aggression or violence and things, I fully accept that guards, in order to protect themselves, that the perpetrators or alleged perpetrators could be injured, etc. But are you saying that in the instances that those things happen, that there shouldn't be any kind of a follow-up or an investigation about whether or not appropriate levels of force, for example, were used?
No, as I said, we are always accountable. We don't have an issue with being accountable, but there has to be an understanding of the requirements of us to enforce the safety of the public, or to ensure the safety of the public, and try and apprehend offenders. Like, the idea of an offender is they're not going to come up and put their hands up.
I fully accept that. So I suppose lastly, I'm not sure I understand what it is you're looking for, because you said one of the issues that are hampering the guards is all this business of accountability, but you've just said there we should always be accountable. So kind of which is it?
Well, it's not hampering the guards. All we're looking for is that we are supported not only by Garda management, but by this government as well. We have to have, not only with equipment, but you have to have policies and support in terms of the decision making and analysing of that decision making afterwards. We don't support a free-for-all for every members, and we never have. We are accountable. We have more than enough accountability as it stands at the moment. But there has to be an understanding, and it shows even in without mentioning any cases, but we see members that are brought before the courts for doing their job, trying to ensure public safety, and are now finding themselves being prosecuted for that.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is General Secretary of the GRA, Ronan Slevin.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.